Welcome to Israel 18 News at 4 a.m. Here's your hourly briefing. Tonight, it's a mild evening across Israel. In Jerusalem, the skies are clear, while Tel Aviv enjoys a gentle breeze. Haifa sees a calm night, perfect for a stroll. Here are today's headlines. First, from the Jerusalem Post, Israel has killed a senior Hamas terrorist behind deadly attacks in the 2000s. This happened in a joint operation in the central Gaza Strip earlier today. Also, according to Walla, the IDF has eliminated Farah Hamad, a Hamas terrorist linked to the killing of Limor's son, Harmelech's husband. Also this hour, Israel Hayom reports that the terrorist was a former senior member of Hamas's West Bank headquarters. Separately, JNS notes that the U.S. has imposed sanctions on individuals, break time, and businesses supporting Hezbollah and Kataib Hezbollah. And finally, I-24 News announces that the IDF has demolished a Hezbollah underground base on the Ali Tahrir Ridge. Here's what people are saying online. Ayal Yacobi shared just minutes ago, expressing a farewell to Hezbollah. Hamza, posting earlier today, quoted Majed Faraj, stating that Hamas must apologize to the Palestinian people before entering politics. Ihab Hassan writes that 4 days ago, Hamas abducted three Palestinian women in Gaza. Their families are calling for human rights organizations to intervene for their release. Now for more on those stories. Starting with the Jerusalem Post's report. A senior Hamas terrorist responsible for a series of deadly attacks in the 2000s died in a coordinated strike by the ISA, IDF, and Israel police. This operation highlights Israel's ongoing efforts to target key figures in Hamas, underscoring the complex security situation in the region. Turning to Walla's coverage, Farah Hamad, linked to the killing of a prominent Israeli's husband, was targeted in a joint operation involving elite forces. His death reflects the continuing cycle of violence between Israeli forces and Hamas operatives. Meanwhile, Israel Hayom provides deeper insight into Hamad's background. As a former senior member of Hamas's West Bank headquarters, his elimination marks a significant blow to the group's leadership. This strike comes hours after the earlier operation against another Hamas leader. The implications for regional stability remain uncertain. Separately, JNS reports the U.S. Treasury's sanctions aim to cut off financial networks supporting Hezbollah. Such measures are part of a broader strategy to curb terrorism funding, impacting diplomatic relationships and regional security dynamics. Finally, I-24 News details the demolition of a Hezbollah underground base. This action is part of Israel's proactive measures against threats from the north, reinforcing its defense posture and sending a clear message to adversaries. In financial news, first, Maariv Business reports a warning from the Energy Ministry. Without investment in charging infrastructure, the electric vehicle market could reverse, decreasing to only 10% of vehicles. This calls for immediate action to support sustainable transport. Separately, Tech highlights a panel discussion emphasizing that despite advances in artificial intelligence, scaling up businesses still relies heavily on human resources. This points to the essential role of people in driving global growth. And finally, from Globes, Haifa is the only Israeli city ranked in the World Happy City Index, coming in at 18th place. This recognition reflects the city's unique lifestyle appeal compared to other major global cities. That's your Israel 18 News update for the morning. We'll be back with more at 5 a.m. Stay informed. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.